I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, January 5th. Quincy school officials are changing the way they notify families about whether their students have been in close contact to someone who tested positive for COVID-19. In a letter to parents, officials say they will no longer be making individual notification phone calls because of the sharp increase in positive cases. Officials say they'll be using the school messenger system of automated phone calls, texts, and emails to notify families that their students are in school close contacts to positive cases or are part of a positive pool. Officials also urge all students to be participating in the pooled COVID testing program in the schools. Quincy School Committeeman Paul Bergoli is on a voluntary leave of absence as coach of the North Quincy High School girls varsity basketball team, as officials investigate whether he promised extended playing time and captain positions to certain students. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says that Regina Ryan from Discrimination and Harassment Solutions, LLC, is conducting that investigation, which should be completed in the coming weeks. Assistant coach Matt Ramponi is serving as interim coach during the investigation. Bergoli has been on the school committee since 2012 and became coach of North Quincy High girls basketball in 2016. He agreed to take the coaching job without pay to avoid a conflict of interest, a move that was approved by the city council. Previously, Bergoli was a teacher and guidance counselor. He also coached North Quincy High School girls soccer and coached basketball from the 1990s to 2009 before he returned in 2016. A Boston man pleaded guilty to shooting a 15-year-old girl in the chest and hand at the South Shore Plaza in Braintree on July 3rd of 2020. On Monday, 22-year-old Jose Rodriguez pleaded guilty to armed assault with intent to murder and other charges. Officials say Rodriguez received an 8-year sentence and 3 years probation. Conditions of probation include refraining from possessing any firearms, submitting to random drug testing, maintaining employment or enrollment in school, staying away from the South Shore Plaza, and having no contact with the victim or anyone who testified at the grand jury. Rodriguez will also be monitored by a GPS with a curfew. According to officials, he stashed a fanny pack in a bush next to a parking garage as he was running from the scene. Police say they recovered the fanny pack, finding a loaded handgun with a 9mm round in the chamber and a magazine inside it. Police tracked Rodriguez with a canine and arrested him nearby. Well, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu says that Long Island in Boston Harbor is full of potential. The Long Island Drug Rehabilitation Facility has been abandoned since the city destroyed the only bridge connecting to it in 2015. It was deemed unsafe. Now, Mayor Wu is up against her own deadline to clean up the infamous homeless encampment downtown by next week. To help, she says her team may bring Long Island back to life. No word on when or how people would get there, and no talk about the lawsuits that the city of Quincy has against the plan to rebuild the bridge. After temperatures dipped to the lowest point of the season so far this week, tents are still spilling into Boston's Newmarket Square. Last month, Boston put up cottages for homeless people on the grounds of the Shattuck Shelter in Jamaica Plain. Now, Mayor Wu hopes Long Island might lead the way to a longer-term solution. City of Quincy, through an advisory committee and in partnership with the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, is continuing the process of developing a new 5-year housing production plan. Plans that help municipalities better understand local housing need and demand, development constraints and opportunities, and their vision for future development with a focus on affordable housing. So far, the city has established and met with a 10-member advisory committee, held a focus group with service providers, and has hosted a public webinar. City also launched an online open house, which is a virtual activity where residents could learn more about housing and participate in survey questions that will better inform the development of the housing production plan itself. That online open house continues through January 17th. Jack of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 214 points, rather. The NASDAQ dropped 210. The S&P fell 3. Asian stocks mostly lower. The dollar was down. The euro rose. Oil is up to almost $77 a barrel. Sports: Bruins beat the Devils 5-3 last night. Celtics will host San Antonio tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today: scattered showers and mild with a high 51. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 24. Mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, high of 41. Friday, look for some snow, mainly in the morning, and a potential of 3 or 4 inches of accumulation by midday, with highs in the mid-30s. Saturday, sunny, and a high 31. For the boater, waves 2 feet, winds out of the south, could gust to 25, and a high tide right after 1 p.m. Sunrise at 7:12, set at 4:26. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, January 5th.